Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show, and I'm joined by James Hughes, who's the Chief Market Analyst at GKFX. Hi today, James.
Not so bad, Zach. Good morning to you.
I take it you're on the edge of your seat looking forward to Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping, and I hope that he pronounces the name better than I have.
Yeah, I've never been more excited for anything in my life, to be perfectly honest. But unfortunately, the market's maybe not necessarily looking at it the same way, although we've seen some big moves this over yesterday's session and into today. And the dollar incredibly strong at the moment. And whether we can put that down to Trump's meeting or not, we probably can't at the moment. But yesterday, the move seemed to come at around 3 o'clock, around some of those 3 o'clock bits of data. We had something smaller, like I think it was factory employment, which is the highest since January 2011, but not necessarily something we'd usually look to for such big moves. So we're not necessarily putting all the blame on that. But after those 3 o'clock numbers, we saw this massive move, gold moving to the upside and the dollar aggressively higher. And we're seeing exactly the same thing really transcend into this morning's session. The euro trading at the lows against the dollar, euro dollar at the low, cable at the low as well, and gold still moving higher. And I think gold's a really interesting one because we've got this key level at 1260. And if we get through there, I mean, the upside is that there's a lot more upside to go, not much in the way of technical levels above it either. So we could see some resistance at that level, but I mean, a breakthrough there is really bullish in terms of a gold move.
So we've got the 200-day moving average around the 1260 zone. I think we've had a sort of attempt to peek through that. But you think everything we see fireworks if that breaks?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the key area. And of course, we've turned around really aggressively from those lower points. We've come up and tested it before, as you say, and briefly put the head above the parapet, but come back down again. And I think another test of that is likely to see the test. Whether we get straight through it and it's straightforward enough for us to get straight through it is the next thing. But I mean, I think as you go through there, there's a lot of stops in short positions that were coming out around there, because a lot of people have been trading short of this gold price. Even yesterday, we were trading at a real crossroads where we had trend lines from in both directions really making the market have to decide one way or the other, or making traders have to decide one way or the other, and the upside has prevailed for now. But there's a lot of aggressive selling into it, but nothing that necessarily followed through, and it was the upside that's really taken quite a few people by surprise. And I think a break of that 1260s does take in a lot of buy stops as well on the way up, and that leads us a little bit higher than even 1260, I think, if it gets through it. But we've got to confirm it. That's the key point. We break through at 1260, we've got to have a confirmation of that going forward, because it is such a big level. But it's just hard to see any other levels above that at the moment, because we just haven't been up there. And the last time we fell away from those levels was such big moves from the highs. So interesting to see what happens if we do get through there.
Do you think crude oil will be dragged up with gold, or is that a separate issue with the extra supply coming out from Libya?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is it's a bit of both, probably. I think we are seeing the dollar move, and that often does transcend into oil prices and the equity moves as well. We're seeing that all transcend into one. But then the extra flows coming out from the Libya situation kind of calming is helping to push that as well. So oil is an interesting one, isn't it? Because we've had more discussions recently. The deal take-up is at around 86% of what they said they were going to do, rather than previously we'd been above 100%. We've gone over that. Saudi Arabia was doing more than they'd initially expected to do, and then they changed their stance on it, and talks of it moving into the second half of the year. Still rumours around that, but then the Libya situation came along. So the problem with oil is so many political angles into it that it's hard to use the technicals as well at the same point. But at the moment, it seems like the story is obviously the dollar moving higher, he's got gold moving higher, he's got oil moving higher, and it's kind of all three commodities, precious metals and the dollar going at the same time at the moment.
Just wanted to touch on the start of the year, of the quarter rather. Yesterday was the start of the second quarter. It was almost seemed to be unbeatable first quarter, which rose in with Trump not being able to get what he wanted in many cases. The trading rule or the investment rule is if we see a bad start to a quarter, when all the funds have got the money, fresh punters' money in there, you can't expect a great quarter after that.
Yeah, that's interesting. There was a stat yesterday about April. How many times? I think it's only three or four times in the last however many decades that we've seen April start off in a negative way. So, which obviously means absolutely nothing. But it depends if you like these superstitions or not. But I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because we saw that rally, and Trump hasn't necessarily said any of the things which have been leading the markets higher. It's all been on the rumours that they're going to come. So we're still waiting. And I feel like I'll be talking to you saying the same thing in probably a year's time, that we're still waiting for tax and fiscal reform information from Donald Trump, which is the one thing that the markets are still probably rallying on. So I think, if we haven't seen it, we hadn't seen it in the first quarter, it's got to come sooner or later. And I think it has to really, really hit a home run from that point of view. And if it doesn't, if it disappoints in any way, there's a long way for these equity markets to come off from those highs, I think. So it has to make sure that it's really hard hitting and what the public have wanted and what Donald Trump has said previously. And I think if we look at his track record so far in the first quarter of the year, he tries to put these things through, but he's not necessarily getting the votes or getting the support from anyone else. And that could be a big issue when it comes to tax and fiscal reform being announced. And not if he doesn't get that support, that could then just unwind these markets. And that's the worrying point when the markets have been rallying so strongly on just rumours of information we're going to hear. And we know we're going to hear about it sooner or later. But if he doesn't get that support, then it doesn't necessarily make any difference either way, because that could drag markets down.
So what would you be looking at? I mean, the moment we've got, let's say, 1260 on gold and maybe 110 on dollar yen.
Yeah, 110 on dollar yen is an interesting one as well. Euro dollars had some big falls off of those highs. We saw a breakthrough of the 2017 highs as well, and now have fallen back, and we've got some quite big support levels on the downside. Cable again is another one which is hovering around and doesn't necessarily want to commit. And the problem with cable and anything sterling, we've got this big dollar move, but we're just sitting there waiting for any sort of a Brexit headline, which can come and ruin anything for any sort of pound and sterling pairs that we've got in at the moment. But remember, this week there's so much data, there's so much coming out. We've got payrolls at the end of the week, we've got Mario Draghi speaking today, all of the Fed speakers that want to throw a spanner in the works at the moment, and all they want to talk about is four rate hikes this year. So with all that kind of information, as well as the normal amounts of economic data, then there's potential for some real big swings this week.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thanks very much for joining, speaking with us today.